Hello and welcome, it's your boy bclarkart.com, bclarkart.shop. My name is my website. No, I'm just kidding. My name is Brian Clark, the one and only, the legend in the making, the canary in the coal mine, the one that stands for the underdog, the one that is for peace and tranquility and peace, worldwide peace. Chaos. Peace and chaos. That's what my last sketch was about. Having peace and chaos. Finding your truth in a world of go along, get along people. So, I had to make an art piece that kind of just brought people to a place of no return. That's why the title of the sketch was At the Point of No Return. Once you reach that place of peace in your life, you're really at that point of no return. Forgive me, I did just get done eating a taco as I'm headed to work. And I am just trying to keep my sanity like everybody else without losing control. Because pretty much everything is designed to make you kind of lose control and kind of be, how do you say, out of control. You know, until you go around in this world and you realize, dang, a lot of people are against you. You know, like, oh, I thought this person would be for me. I thought this person would be rooting for me. Like, wow. You know, you embrace that, and you understand that pretty much a lot of things in life are going to take work, time, effort, dedication. Then you embrace it, right? You go out and you say, that's fine. I'm going to still be great, despite the, you know, I'm still continue to fight for prosperity in my life and in the future, because it's important to, you know, have that place, that point of no return that brings you the joys, that brings you joy, you know. I think it's important to attain that for your own well-being, for your own peace of mind, and it's key. So I found out that I needed to get a business license. Well, not, I don't need to, but I needed to get it's $250 to get a business license, and then $20 if I opened up a gallery. So, and $20 a year for that license to be renewed. So, last year I tried to get a couple years back, I tried to get a business license application, and it was only like $20. But now it's like on way up. If you want to be a mobile business, you know, you just want to draw people at the park or something like that. So, basically, yeah, I had to come up with that, and they said something about having an insurance bond or something like that. So those are all elements I'd have to be able to take care of and be able to address if I want to be. I have to figure out if I want to like draw at the park, or I want to draw at a place of business that, you know, I open and get backed, you know, by somebody. You know, that would be the thing, being backed and then being able to set everything up so I can promote the place, business, and everything else. So, had a taco. About that taco, it really wasn't that good, but I still, you know, I had a smoothie and it was much better. So some businesses, you know, they do well, and then other businesses they don't. But you know, that was okay. You know, it wasn't groundbreaking. But, all in all, I got my watercolors, like I mentioned in my YouTube video the other day, and experimented with it for a little bit. Just, you know, it comes with it. My set came with a brush pen, a water brush. So I used the water brush just to see what it would, consistency is like. And checking out Jim Lee's video he did on the watercolors and how to use them. And I got to get a certain type of paper. I like to, I spilled some wine on my regular sketch pad paper, and it's thick, the paper's thick enough, so it really didn't affect it too much. You can still see the ripple in the paper, so it'd be better if I got the right paper for watercolors. But, oh man, there's some smoke up ahead, it looks like. Oh, that's some rain. So it's never a dull moment out here. You know, I'm kind of having a, I'm going to have to speak over this rain. This is an action-packed podcast. But, I'm going to have to, oh man, it got heavy. So, scatter shower. Tires and eggs. So right now, I'm kind of finding the battle of, you know, working full time versus, you know, trying to be dependent upon other people so I can, you know, pursue artistic endeavors, you know. That's the tough balancing line that I kind of am on right now. And I think a lot of artists battle with that, you know, how much should I work, how much should I put in my art, you know, what should I do, you know. And you know, I'm kind of learning how to, you know, I'm learning how to try to balance that. It's very difficult because it's like, okay, I need money to be able to operate this as a real business that I can, you know, advertise and buy services that I need. Like, I had to get my website renewed. I didn't know bclarkart.com was available again, so I bought it. And now I have bclarkart.com again, so that's great. I might transition that over to, you know, my regular shoporder.com, but, you know, and make shop a page, but people trust .com more. So I, you know, definitely will promote bclarkart.com before I promote shop. You know, just trying to get through the frustrations of my anxiety. You know, I'm a visionary with anxiety. I see things. I have visions. I have revelations. I have things that I see in the future. I'm hearing about these things called NFTs, and I want to look into that more. Apparently, what you do is you put money up to, you make an image, and then you can turn that, whatever image you design, into an NFT and whatnot. You know, that kind of makes it so you kind of have like Ethereum embedded into that image, and it raises the value of that artwork. And some of these NFTs be selling for crazy amounts. So, you know, we'll see. I think I should try one, you know, to see what happens. Because I love things that are fast. I don't like slow. I love to see results in a very short period of time. I guess that's why I like art shows and private shows. You know, because people will do have, usually they come with the intent to buy. And it really all, you know, comes down to marketing and then who you're marketing to, understanding their needs and wants and desires, and then, you know, making something that you feel would inspire them. And that's what primarily B. Clark Art is about, is taking music and using it to inspire people and through my art. So I listen to the music, it goes to my body, and then I'm able to put it into art form. So I got a little, you know, been feeling a little bit tired lately. Sometimes I get plenty of rest and I'm still kind of tired. You know, I just don't have that spark I used to have. Or I feel like I can just get up and just go and go hard. I do think it has something to do maybe with my diet. I need to probably eat more raisins and stuff like that, almonds. That a lot, you know, as an artist, you need a lot of energy. You need a lot of energy. It takes mental energy and physical energy sometimes, depending on what kind of art you do. Some artists really get into the art with their bodies, and, you know, they're up and moving around and stuff as they make their art. Some people just sit there. And really, art is not a very physically intense thing, but maybe it is good if I, you know, create some type of workout that I can do with my art. You know, I think that's a great idea, actually. Just to stay in shape, you know, while I make the artwork, that'd be really cool. Probably a good suggestion, because I'm sure there's a lot of chubby little fat artists out there. Just keeping it real. I know I'm getting chubby. But hey, when you work hard, and sometimes, you know, you just got to figure out a time frame that you can work out five to 6 days a week, you know. And I like days in between my workouts, though, so just let my body recover. But all in all, you know, this is my art journey, and I'm sharing, you know, what I'm going through, what's working, what's not working. I'm seeing that definitely in terms of what's working for me right now, you know, definitely celebrities help. You know, the celebrities can help boost you up. If somebody's being talked about, like right now, you got Kwame Brown being talked about a lot. You know, doing the Kwame Brown artwork might actually be beneficial. He might buy it himself, you know. So, you know, that's the thing. But perseverance, you know, practice. Art is a muscle. I really like to draw every day, to be honest. It's kind of hard for me to not draw. Like I'm missing a day of practice. All in all, that's pretty much it in terms of my art journey so far. I'm a huge taco fan. I definitely wasn't a taco. Oh man, okay. So anyways, trying to think of anything else I wanted to talk about. Not really. Other than just, you know, watch out for bans out there. You know, there's a lot of places that are banning. You know, I got banned twice recently. So I guess I'm kind of like a rebel of the art scene. I kind of like it. It just makes my stuff that much more important, that much more exclusive. And that's all these big companies are doing when they ban people, like they be banning people. You know, all they're doing is just making it so it's just more appealing. You know, it's just more exclusive. You know, if I have a YouTube channel, and I tell my followers, all right, y'all, it looks like they just banned my channel. You know, if you want to keep checking my videos out, check me out on this site. Check me out on Rumble. Check me out on BitChute. Check me out on library.tv. Check me out over here. And all that's going to happen is just people going to slowly gravitate towards other platforms, you know, things are going to be divided. People who want to go along with to go along, get along, you know, and then people who want to have some truth in their life. You know, the truth is definitely not easy to stand for and stand on. Unfortunately, you know, you have this type of race thing going on right now, and it's really sad because at the end of the day, you look at the big picture of things, a lot of this stuff that's around us is just to divide us, you know, it's not to bring us together and lift each other up, you know, and then you gotta be around people that want to lift you up and want to put the effort into lifting you up, you know what I'm saying? You got some people who say, yeah, we need to lift each other up. And then they want all your money, your extra money, all of a sudden. It's like, what? It takes two to tango in a real relationship, in a real team. It takes two to tango. You know? It's a difference between saying, all right, well, you know, I'm going to help you. If somebody says, hey, I'm going to get you. Be Clyde Card, I'm going to give you 10 grand to go ahead and back your business up so you can get started and get a shop open and stuff. Like, okay, thanks. And then I can tell that person, if I end up making 100 grand, I'm going to give you back 20 grand for helping me get started.
Yep.
So, you know, that's to me is good business. To me, that's a win-win situation. I got the money to start my business. If it's a success, he's going to get that. But even if it's not a success, you know, I want to figure out other ways I can help you, you know, for helping me out. You know, but, you know, it's just looking at the bigger picture, and that's that, you know, society needs to advance. Unfortunately, I don't believe society is advancing far enough. We could be way more advanced, way more, like, abundance. This guy was doing a good YouTube video on, you know, how expensive it is to live in America, and that it could be other countries. It's just, you know, you got a taxi driver in Cuba make more than a doctor in Cuba, you know, but they're happy with that $30, $40, you know, $60 in a day. So that's amazing. Living off so little. You know, that's very little over here in the States, $30, $40 a day. But, all in all, I do believe that good things are coming. I mean, I have to believe that. Even if times get tough, you know, in the aftermath, I think it'll be a whole better way of living, a whole better society. You know, I don't like, honestly, how certain things, you know, are being portrayed in the TV in terms of young black males. We can talk a little bit about race. I do think that there could be, you know, a lot of people talk about Bill Cosby, but there's people of other races that have... celebrities of other races that have done like the same thing, if not worse, and they don't get no publicity about it. You know, so I'm just keeping it real. You know, hopefully we can change society, to change for the better. All I can do is provide inspiration, and I hope my artwork inspires you, no matter what race or color you are, to, you know, it's inspiring you to do whatever you do well. You know, I'm not going to say inspire you to do art because that might not be your thing. You know, some people just like looking at it. I think collecting it is pretty cool. You know, you never know which artist might actually become pretty prominent, or, you know, to have an art collection, it's good for future generations to pass down to. I holds its value, if not appreciates. And so, and one thing Jim Lee said, which was interesting, he was saying that, you know, the stocks, he was talking about the stock market versus the art market in terms of investment. It just blows it out of the water. It blows it clear out of the water in a lot of cases, you know. So, it's an exciting time. I'm looking forward to doing some more artwork and sketches and things like that. Things that get you guys, get everybody excited. And, you know, I want to do some stuff, people, some mind-blowing stuff is what I want to try to push. I'm going to push the envelope. So, thank you for checking out the B. Clark. B. Clark Art Bar Podcast. And trying to work on my old rap skills. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Stay tuned.